I'm sure you heard the news about the Boko Haram and about them in Africa and Nigeria kidnapping the 400 girls from the high school or school, and of course use them for slaves or prostitutes or whatever else. And it's kind of interesting just to see how everything's kind of developing there. I figured nothing would happen, but then all of a sudden there was support for these girls, and the media even said something about it, which surprised me. And then I was watching EWTN has the News Nightly thing, and they actually had it was a Muslim leader. I don't know if it was one of their imams or anything like that, but he was saying, we got to do something. You know, the Christians talk about how, faith without works is dead. You know, it's like, yeah. It's like, what are we doing? So even the Muslims were challenging themselves to figure out what to do in this horrific thing going on. And after thinking about it a little bit, you know, what's the real remedy for it? We can do our part, and we can try our part, and we need to do our part. But really the remedy is it's only in Jesus Christ. You imagine probably what's already been done to these girls and the healing that they would need to go through if we found them right now at this moment and we're safe this moment. They would still need healing. They would still need Jesus. When we look here at the Acts of the Apostles, Peter is out there, you know, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. A lot of times when we look at, you know, our Protestant brothers and sisters, especially the evangelicals, and they will be very bold in proclaiming that very message. Repent and be baptized. Only in Jesus Christ can you be saved. And maybe there are other people who think, well, maybe for you. You know, maybe for you. It really isn't needed. No. I mean, really, that's the gospel message. Only in Jesus Christ. Only in Jesus Christ are we saved. And I think that's a lesson with this thing going on in Nigeria. Only through Jesus Christ. Well, we can do the... No. When it comes down to it, only in Jesus Christ. Many times we have to look for Him for the resolution in our own lives. Sometimes there are things that Jesus teaches that we, you know, we don't like. And particularly is the second reading. I don't know if you caught the second reading here. This is an uncomfortable reading. It's good. It's a good news, but it's tough. It says here, this is Peter talking, if you are patient when you suffer for doing what is good, this is a grace from God before God. For it is this that you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps. Jesus died on the cross not to take away our suffering. Peter's saying here he left us an example. He carried the cross, and that means we too have to carry our crosses. Ouch. Who likes to do that? Suffering is an evil, but it's not a necessary evil. Through the power of God, God is there with us in our sufferings. It becomes, hopefully, when we offer our sufferings up to Jesus Christ, it becomes an experience of the divine. Because God is with us. And therefore, it becomes a source of grace. He's totally turned suffering upside down. The tool of the devil, suffering, now has been a tool of redemption. It's what they call redemptive suffering. And it's the greatest gift that we have. It's the greatest tool. It's the key that unlocks grace in our lives. It's just not fun. When you're suffering, you're suffering. You know, when we look at Jesus Christ on the cross, that's the most powerful act of love humanity has ever known. That is the ultimate act of love. And as you see him there hanging on the cross for you, do you see them going, smiling, saying, "Oh, I love you so much. I feel so warm and fuzzy." He's not doing that. He's suffering, and it's real, you know? And so when we're suffering and we don't feel that warm, fuzzy thing, yeah, you're experiencing the same thing Jesus did. It really stinks to suffer. But through the grace of God, we can persevere through it. Through the grace of God, he can take the suffering we have and bring grace to ourselves and bring grace to others. Maybe our own children need grace. Maybe our grandchildren need grace. Maybe our spouse needs grace. Don't let those sufferings go in vain. Don't let those sufferings go in vain. It's an opportunity to be like Christ. You want to be like God? Get up on the cross. Oh, man. And I have to practice it too. It's not that easy. But I have to do it. God calls me to do it. All I can tell you is take courage, that know that God's grace is there. When you offer it up and say, "Jesus, I give this to you," you don't have to understand it. You don't have to say, "I understand, I'm this big mystic," or anything. No, you don't have to understand it. Just know that he's there with you. Just know that you can offer it up. And in the offering up and in the suffering, he teaches you. Have that open heart to him, that he can be the Lord of your life, that you can code to him in everything. And then in there, you start to realize that that's not so harsh, to know that God is there, that God's love is always there for you, giving you the grace you need.